KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelai Kanin, and it's 9:02. The Coast Guard is still waiting for a detailed report of samples of an oily substance taken from wildlife on St. Lawrence Island. A hunter reported seeing an oiled seal last month, and since then, three MERS, an auklet, and a spotted seal have been found with this substance on them. Coast Guard spokesperson David Mosley says that more samples were taken from a ringed seal found November 12th and are being compared with a spotted seal that was found in Shishmaref in early September. He says preliminary results show that the substance is not a lighter petroleum product like diesel, but something heavier. The Coast Guard returned from St. Lawrence Island this past Tuesday after searching for the source of the oil. Residents of Gamble and representatives from the Alaska Department of Fish and Game or the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation and the Fish and Wildlife Service joined the search. No source was found on the island. Mosley says the Coast Guard is planning another flight over the area, but is waiting until the storm pushes through. He says when test results return from the lab in Anchorage, they'll have a better idea of where to look. The Norton Sound Regional Hospital held a grand opening celebration yesterday with a ribbon-cutting ceremony and special dedication. With a crowd of people from throughout the region, Board Chair Emily Hughes cut the blue ribbon. She says the board has had the vision for decades to build a state-of-the-art facility.
Yeah, I was just kind of overwhelmed and overjoyed because it was finally a reality, something that all of our patients can say, wow, I own that. This is my hospital, and happy our patients can have better care, faster service.
The 150,000-square-foot hospital replaces a more than 60-year-old facility. Most of the money for the project was provided by the Recovery Act, signed by President Obama in 2009. Only two Native hospital projects in the country received funding through the act, the Norton Sound Project and a hospital in Eagle Butte, South Dakota. Further funding came from the Denali Commission and the state of Alaska for the Kliana Care Center. Former NSHC president and CEO Carolyn Crowder says it's as if the corporation was destined for the new facility, but she also says it was possible from work of the past and current board.
So it's always been this strong relationship that our board has cultivated and built over the years. It has created an opportunity for them to seek out, the opportunities that are there and to jump on them. And I'm just so proud, just so absolutely proud.
While the grand opening took place yesterday, the hospital will not be fully open until January 30th. Five crew members from the Polar Wind were rescued after the tug and the barge it was towing went aground. The Northland Services tug was 20 miles from Cold Bay when it became separated from the barge it was dragging behind it. According to the Coast Guard, the crew lost control of the two vessels while they were trying to reconnect the tow line. Petty Officer David Mosley says weather was a factor. The Coast Guard received a distress call at around 9 p.m. Tuesday night, sent out two helicopters to respond to the situation. The rescue was made 5 hours later and had to be completed in two rounds. The Coast Guard has not released the identities of the five persons rescued. With the crew of the Polar Wind safe, the Coast Guard and the Department of Environmental Conservation are now working to reduce the impact to Alaska's coastline. The tug and barge were carrying more than 23,000 gallons of fuel at the time of the grounding, along with smaller amounts of lube oil and other petroleum-based products. A Coast Guard flyover conducted this afternoon showed that the vessels were still upright and there was not an oil sheen in the area. Stephen Russell with ADEC says responders will continue to monitor the situation closely since the tug and barge are still in a vulnerable position. Federal scientists say a lack of summer sea ice is changing the behavior of Pacific walruses, but they don't know what the effect will be. Researchers from the U.S. Geological Survey and Russia tagged 251 walruses in the Chukchi Sea off Alaska's northern coast and tracked their movements from 2008 to 2011. The results were released at a news conference yesterday in Anchorage. A release issued ahead of the news conference says the study shows walruses are arriving earlier than normal at northern feeding grounds in the summer. When sea ice melted completely, the walruses hauled out on land and foraged for food, closer to shore. Scientists say they don't yet understand the impact of the new behavior, but noted possible higher mortality rates for younger walruses from being trampled. The Alaska Supreme Court heard oral arguments yesterday in an appeal from the state over a same-sex marriage taxation issue. Last year, a Superior Court judge ruled same-sex couples are entitled to the same senior citizen and disabled veteran property tax exemptions as married couples. The decision was based on an earlier ruling saying state and municipal employees in same-sex relationships could not be denied partner benefits. The state appealed, arguing there is no discrimination in how the statute or the regulations are written, and any denial of the exemption is only temporary since both partners receive the benefit at age 65. Married couples get the break when one reaches the age. The ACLU argues the policy violates the Alaska Constitution's equal protection provision for treating married and same-sex couples differently. Subsistence bowhead whaling for the fall season is completed for the North Slope, but hunting is still occurring on St. Lawrence Island. Director of the Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission, Johnny Aiken, says Savunga has a total of 8 strikes for the year. He says 6 whales were landed last spring. It was decided to save 2 strikes for fall whaling. Aiken explains if a community did not have a good season weather-wise, that strikes can be saved or transferred to another community. This is in accordance with the International Whaling Commission, which regulates and manages whaling around the world. The IWC regulated 250 bowhead whales to be landed from 2008 to 2012, with up to 67 strikes per year. This June in Panama, the International Whaling Commission renewed the catch limit for subsistence whaling of bowhead whales. Scientists at that meeting reported to the commission that the bowhead population was growing. And the price of gold in New York is down $14.90 an ounce to $1,713.70. An ounce of silver down 22 cents to $32.62. And a pound of zinc at 87 cents. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 landed in Nome ahead of schedule at 8:59 and is expected to depart to Anchorage on time at 10:02. Unofficially 16 degrees at the KNOM studios, coming up on 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.